The U.S. Department of Education says an email attachment accidentally sent to Ball State University students violated a federal law protecting student privacy. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brittany Ehrman reports.
I was honestly shocked.
Adam is a Ball State University sophomore. We aren't using his last name because of the email he received this week. What was supposed to be a notice that he was on academic probation for the spring semester included much more information. Attached to the email was a spreadsheet listing all other Ball State students on probation. It also included their first and last names, student ID number, email, phone number, GPA, cohort, and class.
I just start seeing this list of names and numbers and GPAs and everything, and at that point I knew someone had really made a mistake.
Adam wasn't the only student who received the email. The university says it was sent to 59 students who were also on probation, which is a violation of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. The U.S. Department of Education confirmed the email violated the federal FERPA law that protects the privacy of student education records. Generally, schools must have written permission from a student or a student's parent to release such information. Ball State spokeswoman Joan Todd says the email was simply human error. The attachment was supposed to be a list of academic progress help sessions.
That's obviously not what was supposed to happen. And again, the university's very sorry that this happened. We'll certainly take measures to do everything they can to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Ball State sophomore Adam says the university should have been more careful with his details.
I realize it was an accident, but at the same time, that's my personal information that's out there. And I don't know what people are going to do with it.
Todd said the university will contact each student individually and ask them to delete the email and not share the information. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Ehrman in Muncie.